Yoruba people, Hausa people, Igbo people. Inside those cultures, they have small, small cultures as well. You know, you have the hardcore promoters of culture, and then you have the subtle ones. All of them have ways of just exhibiting their culture. If there's anywhere in the world you can find out, I doubt it.
And live in harmony. That's a good thing, because the diversity of our culture is also the uniqueness of us. But the thing I also love more than that is when a Nigerian see another Nigerian in the diaspora, that diversity is also embraced.
See, there was one time I was in Canada.
You know, nowhere.
I don't know why this thing happens. You know, back home, you might see one guy. I might see you in Nigeria, I might not talk to you.
Yeah.
You know? We know we're in Nigeria now. I'm a Nigerian guy, you know, no problem. But let's say we meet somewhere
anywhere,
like downtown.
Anywhere. See, downtown. Immediately we recognize. And you can speak Pidgin English back. We'll be brothers. Straight.
There was this guy I met in Canada. Rest in peace. I heard the guy died a couple of years ago. So I was in Canada doing my thing, right? Just a story. I'm sure you have those. I saw this guy walked in. The minute he walked in my head, I'm like, this is Niger.
This is Niger, my giddy
just
man.
It was so amazing the way he was just walking, you know. I'm like, there's something about this guy. We only have about 4 or 5 black guys. It was in Quebec, somewhere in all those nightclubs that you go there, and you find yourself like, you're the boy, you're the black people there, you know. So this guy, for some reason, you know, when I went to buy a drink, he came next to me, he came to buy a drink. I just said Alpha. I didn't even. Do you know what the guy did? He just went,
bro, how you doing?
Okay, what's up? So we just started talking, like, you know, I was like, hey, that. So we became a very good friend. Now, the reason why I'm highlighting this is that uniqueness that
wherever we see each other,
we tend to be really, really together outside.
We're more friendlier. That's a good thing you pointed out, because
it's no tribalism outside of
tribalism.
It's like what someone was saying the other day, like this war that Russia and Ukraine are fighting, like up there in space, in the ISS space station, there's no war. The astronauts in there don't understand war, because they're up there in the sky, in space, they're looking at you guys fighting. Nigerians do this a lot outside of Nigeria.
We meet, we play, we identify with one another easily. And that's why that's why our culture right now, in terms of our diversity and blended life, outside Africa, Nigerian community is still one of the strongest. You can live in any part of the Western world, let me use that, you will see a pool of Nigeria just easily attract one another. You can go to a party and 99% of everybody there are Nigerians having fun. The music as well is making it even something else. The music, Nigerian music, also drawing us even closer to the point whereby we're just becoming one. And if you're right, the diversity, the cultural diversity makes us uniquely different.
It does.
It also attracts us together. There's no way. You're talking about, I remember I went to Finland, this is many years ago. It's like Grand Central, the main central station in Helsinki. I was going to Javrampa. There's a jazz festival in Javrampa.
Right.
When I reached, I just a group of guys. There's one thing about Nigerians and other Africans.
Right.
Some might say it's arrogance. It's the way we carry ourselves. You see, when a Nigerian walked into a place, no matter if he's the only black or African Nigerian there, his presence, he commands that. We walk with I won't say arrogance, this sense of self-assurance.
No, this is about praise Nigeria.
No, it's not, I won't call it arrogance, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's about this sense of self-worth. This sense of presence.
Let's not get the audience don't understand. About praise.
No, because when we enter a place, our presence is felt without even saying a word. A Ninja can walk into a place and demand heaven and earth, even though if you're not getting entitled to. I just saw this group of guys, the way they stood and they were talking. I instantly know them differently. And I saw some other kind of other Somalian African guy. And I just walked next to them, like, how are they? He just turned around, like you said, look, straight away, everybody hug. About four of them, we talk, and now they were telling me their background, what they're doing. They live in different places, they meet in the station and stuff. We talk, I couldn't stay long with them because I was in a rush to catch a train for something. So we have fun, and that's it. Watch us, any Nigerians in any setting, we stand up, we have that thing. That thing, I don't know how to explain it. That thing, that just some sense of pride and confidence.
I think it's hope.
I think it's hope.
Yeah, I think
it's very optimistic.
There's one thing that Nigerians share, you know, that we don't pick up on. OK, location. It's the hope. For instance, you know, I was saying to you earlier on today that, look, you can go to a bar, meet a Nigerian, you will start talking, 2-3 hours you're talking about Nigeria. But everybody wants the same thing. We want the place to get better.
Absolutely.
And that's a level of hope. So that unifies us outside on our grand scale. But, I mean, tapping into it is one thing, and then realizing it is another thing. In view of praise, that hope is a really good thing.
I think that's it. I think it's the first time I would describe it, that thing.
Hope.
Hope.
Yeah.
I think Nigeria was very hopeful, very optimistic.
Very.
That's why everything we do, we succeed, because we're very hopeful.
I have not met a Nigerian. I'm not lying. I've not met a Nigerian that really, really, from the bottom of his heart, that wants Nigeria to just implode.
No,
not separate now. Separate
just implode, yeah, go crazy, you know, turn into a world.
So you have, sorry, you have people want to do Biafra, they want to do a Dudua, your house has want to do that. Yes, fair enough. You know, that's understandable as a people. But I've not met any Nigerian that would say, you know what, let the whole place just explode, implode. No. You know, there's still levels of hope that we can leverage off. And you know, that really,
I love this brand new.
Yeah, it's what do we do? You know, it's this. I told you about this podcast that this I was listening to, and it's all based on these two women drinking wine.
Yeah.
So they sit down
and drink.
Sorry, let's digress now. They sit down and open this bottle of wine, and as they start drinking, they start talking about the wine. That podcast has millions of millions and millions of people looking at it. So if you are worried about our own podcast, we are talking and crazy in Nigeria,
and we're having our own brand. Sorry, we're not going to mention the brand name, we are not sponsored. But any brand that want to sponsor us, either brand your wine, please feel free contact us.
Yeah, do anything about what we want to do, to be honest. Chief, is can we put out a situation where we give Nigeria the praise it deserves, you know, the engagement it deserves, the amplification it deserves, and most importantly, the hope it deserves.
Absolutely.
We're hoping to see new things happen.
Yeah, and it will happen. Great things will happen. I'm very optimistic about it. Hopeful, like you said.
We have to keep the praise alive. Yeah.
Yeah. I love Nigeria from every core of my being. And I pray that if there is God and our ancestors, they will rise at this point to keep defending us both home and abroad, to bring good tidings, because we truly deserve it. I've never come across any group of race, I won't use word race is loose, or nation, as in that whole of Africa or the world, there's no place Nigerian go, we excel, we succeed. Look at the problem most in Africa now, some of the African countries are having with Nigeria, because we come, we dominate, we exceed, we establish business. Go to South Africa and Namibia, all those places. Nigeria is just exploding, doing great things, even to the point they are accusing us, saying they take all their women, because we are treating their women better. We treat them better. You understand?
I don't know about that.
No. It's the truth. Compared. Yeah. We treat them better. We value them. You understand better. So I mean, just digressing, but as we say, you know.
Me to digress.
You know, but it's the truth.
Not an interview.
But because
the conversation.
Niger people, we did unique. No joke. We did unique. You understand? We're so unique that if you take any older African-looking race, right, before you feel match an average Nigerian level, you have to go to about 20, 30 of them before you feel find one that will match one average Nigerian level.
It's not like I'm going to disagree with you, but I'll explain something to you. Yeah, this is my own, what I've noticed. And I noticed this thing from a long time ago. Every black person I've seen, and you might come to this realization as well, right? Every black person I've seen on this earth, honestly, I know somebody similar to that person in Nigeria.
Or more, or better self.
No, when I mean in terms of structure.
Okay.
As in, if I see a person outside now, I have seen somebody like this in Nigeria.
That's right.
It doesn't matter whether you're from Somalia, whether you're from Ghana, whether you're from South Africa. This facial structure, the whatever it is, because you know, black were very, very diverse. People don't know that, but black people are very different.
Very diverse. Very
many
different.
Will have different kinds of features, but Nigeria has all those kind of people.
Yeah, in one country.
Yeah. Okay, look at Somalia people. The people from Somalia, they look kind of unique. I mean, you can find that plenty if you go up north. You just see a lot of people looking like that, you know? If you go to the Bantu people now, the people like from Congo, all those places, you know, that look like the Bantu guys, there are many around the mid-belt of Nigeria. Yeah. If you come down to Delta South, they know people look like Bantu people in comparison, yeah. Right? If you go to Australia, even those guys in Australia that look like cavemen, that look like ancient guys, there's some villages you go to Nigeria, you see these guys coming out, you're like, what are you doing here? You know? But that makes it very interesting, because going back to what you were saying, that, hey, you know what, we stand out. But we stand out because there is a thinking that if you have 500 dialects in one place, those 500 dialects are based on structures and how they look. So who's to say that, you know?
Those people have not spread out. But the one thing is good you said it, because in UK, one in every three black looking person is in Nigeria.
Yeah. It was seven, I remember about 20 years ago. Initially, when I came to England, they would say one in seven, but now it's narrowed down to
one in three. If you see any three black person, one of them is Nigeria or Nigerian related.
Yeah, fair enough.
No matter where it is, anywhere.
It makes it really good. I like this kind of stuff. I like this kind of conversation because it gives hope to Generation X.
Absolutely.
See the next generation now, like obviously our kids and stuff, right? Most of them didn't grow up in Nigeria, so they've grown up.
This is their country.
Yeah, thank you.
This is their country, but they still have the root.
When you tell them certain stories, like my son now, when I tell him some stories about, you know, stuff that I did when I was growing up, particular story that he enjoys, I tell him, look, I never used to stay at home.
Likewise.
From 6 years old, I would go, and everybody knows that, okay, by 7 o'clock, you should be at home. You know,
you don't look at the time. You just check the weather. It's getting dark.
Let's go home. My mom,
I
mean, we don't know where we're going. We just go out, and you know, anything can happen.
Not only just that. You go into your neighbor's house.
Yeah, that's what
and
I mean.
Play till the dark, there's no problem.
Yeah.
You can't even leave your kids alone in your own house in this country without a scare of
having people near their neighbors these days.
Exactly.
Now, but then, if someone new moves into the community those days, growing up, if they have a child, man, 2-3 days, that child
The very day they move in, you're already friends.
You know what's going on? This is where we live. Let's have fun, you know?
Exactly. That very day they moved in, everybody, even the whole neighborhood's already friends.
Yeah. And then I was telling him another case, like, because I have a lot of friends, and when people call, and I'm sure you do it as well, because obviously growing up in Nigeria, that becomes a very, very constant thing. I'll say to you that the reason why I have majority of these friends is that most of those friends I have, their fathers are my father's friends.
Absolutely.
When you were young those days, if someone comes to see you at home, your dad will ask you, who's this father?
Exactly.
That's it. Yeah.
Exactly. So they know
they don't know the father, they will have to know at some point. Where does he live? Okay, they will describe the house so they know.
Exactly.
This is it. You know, but these things deserve praise. Regardless of what has transpired ever since, it deserves acknowledging, because a generation grew up with this mindset.
And it's a fantastic mindset. It's a fantastic mindset. And there's a lot of things in Nigeria that is going on right now also that need recognition. I mean, look at 2015 election. The West are open that it lead into chaos. They can come in and then start trying to look at peace missions, and then they can take over control of everything while we're still fighting each other. What did Jonathan do?
We never scatter.
We not scatter. We love life too much.
One song I was listening to say Nigeria too strong. We never scatter.
We can't scatter. Everybody were predicting doom. Everybody. That was the first time in Nigerian history, probably in Africa, where. Number one, a sitting president lost an election and left gracefully.